written by Eliza Henry Jones and read by Jennifer Valetic. Annie has never been the sort of person to have nightmares. But since the fires on the mountain, her dreams have changed. They have developed a pattern, as though the fire changed the landscape of everything inside her, the ridges and curves. Her dreams are steady, the same things flickering across each night. Ash and bubbles and dark water that moves like waves. Since the fires, since leaving her Nana on the mountain, Annie has dreamt of ash. She's dreamt of drowning. Her daughter Pip isn't awake yet, but the dog next door is barking and whining at their neighbour's back fence. It's humid, already in the mid-twenties. Earlier, Annie had thrown open the hallway windows, dozily thinking there might be a storm. Annie and Tom are in the kitchen, Annie swinging her crossed legs at the kitchen table, staring down at an article she doesn't have the energy to read. Tom yawning at the kitchen bench and cupping his hands over his ears.
How do they not hear it? Annie asks.
The neighbours.
Do they just block it out?
I don't know, Annie.
I must.
She rubs her short hair. After the fires on the mountain, she had shaved it off. Nearly a year later, and it still startles her, that shortness. Tom half smiles. He's dark under the eyes and moves slowly, his shoulders stooped and angled as though he has something heavy slung over one of them. Tom is broad and soft with a tangle of curly dark hair. Annie finds the shape of him comforting. He sets their coffees down and they stare across at the lines of texture on the wall. Annie got up in the night and drew them. Tom watched her shadow from the bedroom, still half asleep himself. He tilts his head.
Do you think it's a mountain?
No, says Annie. It's blue. I wouldn't have done a mountain in blue.
Tom frowns.
Water, maybe?
Maybe. You sure it was me? Sure it wasn't Pip?
I saw you. I thought you were awake. You were concentrating that hard.
Annie groans.
Bloody perfect. What if I...
Tom presses a kiss to her lips. He tastes of coffee and toothpaste and smells like thick, lemony detergent from being bent over the sink doing the dishes. Annie shrugs away.
Seriously, what if I somehow end up at the neighbour's place or defacing a shop?
Tom shakes his head and picks up a whittling knife she has left on the table. It had belonged to her Nana. Her Nana loved to whittle wood. One of the most vivid memories Annie has from her childhood is of her Nana sitting with her feet up on the coffee table, mismatched socks, snorting with laughter at the radio, her chest covered in wood shavings as she whittled.
You need to put these in the high cupboard. You can't keep leaving them lying around.
I know.
Annie takes the whittling knife from him and runs her finger across the edge of it. It's cold and tingling. It makes her shiver.